This building has got into its current condition over a long period of time, and it's going to take time to restore it. And as I was looking at some of those pictures you brought, I wondered even where the furniture was. And I'm hoping that in the bowels of the Oregon Historical Society or somewhere, some of that modernist furniture might be located and restored to the site. But we are embarking on a long-term plan to try to bring back this building, and I'm grateful that we have a Friends of John Yon building that wants to be a partner in that. To Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adams, I want to say a thank you for having put the marker down early and establishing the precedent for this city to step in and be a partner and to help the Rose Festival. It took leadership. You have been criticized for it in some quarters. I think it was exactly the right thing to do. We get a tremendous return from the Rose Festival. It's critical to this city, the social fabric of this city. Brings a lot of people here from outside of our city. And it is, I think, entirely appropriate during this tough time that the city would reach out and offer to help the Rose Festival. To me, this is an example of what's before us today of creative problem solving. And the bulk of the credit goes to Commissioner Leonard. I think this is good government at work. And it serves, the narrow question before us serves two logical ends. There's 1.8 acres at the Mount Tabor Yard that will be brought back into park's ownership, so we have the ownership of the complete stretch, that is now also the subject of a marvelous master plan that's come before council and have been approved, which we're going to try to fund through stimulus dollars and other dollars in the future to actually make sure that our workforce in parks has a world-class facility to do their work. at the same time, the John Yon building goes into the hands of the capable hands of the Water Bureau, which will end up being the custodian of that building, and its proximity to the fountain at the park makes this, I think, eminently sensible. There is a lot of work that needs to be done, and there's obviously some details that have to be worked out. I'm comfortable with the protocol that's been established for informal consultation with my colleagues. There's a few other people I'd like to thank. I'd like to thank Steve Planchon, Parks, for all of his hard work, and Zari Santner and her team, the leadership team that sort of kicked around and maybe first came up with this idea of a trade. We were always going to be supportive of using McCall's for this purpose, but the trade for me was the icing on the cake, and I want to thank Commissioner Leonard for his creativity on his side. And I think it's probably we did this in record time in terms of the due diligence and the contracting. We did that because Commissioner Leonard insisted we keep the lawyers out of the negotiations. No, just kidding. We're very grateful for the work of the city attorney's office. I think this is something we should be celebrating, and I think it's an example of where creative thinking allows us to meet a number of compelling social goals. So I'm, of course, pleased to vote aye. Thank you.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Leonard for and Commissioner Fish for their creativity. I fully support the idea of the land swap, and I can tell Commissioner Fritz, I know the Friends of Mount Tabor were fully supportive of the master plan, so this helps bring the master plan probably a step closer to actually happening. And I think that, you know, the Rose Festival, this is a great idea, and to the preservationists, Thomas Lauderdale and Nate, we want to thank you for your offer $15,000 for historical assessment. I'm glad we have determined this is, in fact, an historical landmark and will be, in fact, restored to its greatness. I have to confess, I never really had the full appreciation for Mr. Yon and his architecture, at least with respect to that building. I never knew about Watzek House or other places, but, having grown up in Portland, I've always just sort of seen that building as probably as Mr. Yon saw it himself and wished it would be removed because it was deteriorating and very inaccessible, and nothing ever seemed to fly there in terms of any kind of use. I think this is an appropriate place for the Rose Festival to have its headquarters, and I do think that this will be a win-win in terms of restoring the building. Notwithstanding my concerns about the nexus between water ratepayer dollars and the funding of this project and its restoration, which will, I hopefully, be worked out to my satisfaction. I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, let me
first address the, because as I've sat here and thought a little bit about the nexus issue, I want to either explain or brag, depending on how you want to characterize what I'm going to say. But as you look around Portland, there are parts of Portland that people look at and go, that's what makes Portland unique. And I want to describe three of them to you. One is Simon Benson Bubblers. Simon Benson Bubblers are unique to Portland, paid for, installed, and maintained by the Portland Water Bureau. The fountains, whether it's Skidmore Fountain or the fountain across the park here or any fountain you see in this city, paid for, maintained, and kept functional by the Portland Water Bureau. Dodge Park is probably one of the most beautiful parks I've ever seen, and I love to go and travel to places and go to natural settings. Dodge Park sits at the confluence of the Bull Run and Sandy Rivers, and I promise you, you will never find a more beautiful setting owned, and operated, and paid for by the Portland Water Bureau. So I'm not going to challenge anybody, because they'll take me up on it, to show those nexuses to the ratepayers of Portland. But I would say that I think one of the great traditions of Portland is that we have a Portland Water Bureau that not only delivers water to people's homes, the best water in the world, they are truly a community member, and they're truly a partner in this city. And so I would actually argue that in the historical context that the Portland Water Bureau has delivered its services, this is probably one of the most appropriate things that could be, that they have this building under their charge, to make it soon be the fourth that I would read off in a few years of those iconic things about Portland: Simon Benson Bubblers, fountains, Dodge Park, and now John Yon's building that will be, I predict, an icon in this city. Commissioner Fish, this would not have happened without his help. He came up with the idea of the swap, and I am only sorry that I didn't think of it first. It was a great idea, solves a number of problems, and lets us move on. We do intend, and I've talked to Mayor Adams about this, and this has caused some angst, I know, for Randy Gregg, but as I've told others before, for instance, Gary Blackmer, when I told him I wanted to get the building purchased at Portland State to put the new archives in, we only had 3 months to pull the deal together, which meant getting the council agree, get the legislature to amend its bonding capacity, and then sign the deal. We had 3 months to add an extra floor to a building being built. He said, we can't get it done. I said, Gary, get on and just hold on tight. Close your eyes if you want to. And I would say that to those that are worried that we can't do this properly. We may be moving quick, but it's not too quick. We'll get this done. And the goal is by the Rose Festival kickoff in May, which is going to be a little earlier than normal, to have a celebration, an unveiling, if you will, of this building. It certainly won't be completed. It certainly will have much more work to do, but Mayor Adams and I have discussed the idea of inviting all of the living former mayors to that celebration that would include former Mayor Ivancy, who's still living in Southern California, Mayor Goldschmidt, Mayor Clark, Mayor Katz, and Mayor Adams. Who am I forgetting? Mayor Potter. Oh, Mayor Potter, of course. Have all of them present for what will be the, I'll just call it the lighting ceremony for now, that Commissioner Fish will be intricately involved with. We intend this to be more than just a project, but a celebration. And celebration of the beginning of a new era for the Rose Festival, for this building, and for Portlanders to view what will only be what I will call an iconic landmark on their waterfront that they will passionately defend against any further abuse in the future after we're done. So I appreciate all the testimony, the comments, the work. We have a lot of work to do. So, I mean, I'm leaving here literally and walking down with an architect to the building to review what needs to be done. So we're really moving quickly. It's an exciting project. I welcome all the oversight and input of my colleagues as we move forward.
Preview of your city clerk.
Adams.
Well, it's first I want to thank John Young for a beautiful building. I want to thank the non-finger-wagging preservationists who have stepped forward with resources and sort of a preservationist bear hug of this project. I don't often get the opportunity, so I especially want to underscore my thanks to Thomas Lauderdale, who probably does more to promote Portland internationally than any other single human being on the planet. Thank you for that. And to Randy Gregg, from your vantage point as a journalist in a couple of different platforms, thanks for continuing to both challenge us and to really help put a spotlight on the great talent that we do have in this city. I'm very happy to support this and continue to be amazed at the great fast work that Commissioner Leonard and his team help lead. I think this is exactly what the city needs, and I also want to acknowledge Commissioner Fish for his creativity and helping to make it happen with the Parks Bureau. So we got a lot of work to do, but it's the best kind of work, folks, and I'm happy to support this. Aye. All right, we are in recess until 2 p.m.
Got it right, the recess.
Thank you. I'm learning. I got cable.